Hi, I'm Dr. Mike Pownall, and welcome to the Veterinary Business Matters podcast. I'm joined today by my friend and partner, Dr. Joop Lomans, who is putting together the Equine Business Management Strategies program in Sydney, Australia this year. Welcome, Joop.
Hello, Mike. Thank you.
So tell everybody about the Equine Business Management Strategies program. You've been running it in Europe for several years, and then you came over to Australia in 2015, and now we'll be running it in Sydney, May 1st to 5th. So talk to us about EBMS.
Well, for those people who know EBMS from the States, actually that's where I learned to know Bob Magnus when I did my PhD on practice management and equine practices. And I was thrilled and excited by what he did in Wisconsin. So 6 years ago, we decided to take the program to Europe. The program was a big hit. We in Europe, we go to a different country every year. We will have the conference in Jerez in Spain in November this year. But having more connections in Australia and also a little bit through my Chinese connection, I thought, well, why would this program not be appreciated as much in Australia and New Zealand as it is in Europe or America? We all face the same challenges. We're in a relatively shrinking economy. There's a lot of competition. There are vet schools opening like crazy. The human resource sources subjects are important. There's a lot to do about mental health, work-life balance, pricing. We all share the same issue. So in 2014, I went for the first time to the Bain-Fallon meeting, the annual meeting of the equine vets from Australia. And I started to talk with people and see if there would be any interest in having the EBMS program in Australia. And there were a lot of people who said that there have been some efforts to start this kind of education in Australia, but they didn't continue. They failed, or they were not of the magnitude or the content that the EBMS would provide. So last year, in 2015, we started with our first conference in Sydney at a nice hotel at Manly Beach. And we started with a group of 26 practitioners from Australia and New Zealand. And we had a very nice program.
And so in 2016, we're back in Sydney, Manly Beach again. And can you talk about the program for 2016, some of the subjects and some of the speakers?
What's nice about, that was also the same last year, is that there is some international, there are international people coming. So it's not only Australia and New Zealand. There will be people from America, from Europe, from Canada, because Mike will also be there.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
And we're going to talk about a few subjects. One is the changing environment, the digital world, we call it. What's the impact of this change in the way people communicate? And the fact that it makes the world so much smaller, how is that going to relate to your practice? And we were very happy to have Alison Cairns as a speaker. She's a partner at Ernst & Young. And the nice thing about Alison is that she is very involved in the equestrian industry, has been riding for ages. She has a lot of experience with equine vets. So that's one part of her knowledgeability, and the other side is her job, her professional job as advisor of companies how to deal with the digital environment.
I think that having her there will be exciting because, you know, we always think as equine vets that our business is so special and it's really unique. And what I think she'll demonstrate is that business is business no matter what industry. So I'm really looking forward to some of the lessons that she's learned from other industries and how it can be applied to veterinary medicine. I think there should be a lot of food for thought with her presentation.
Well, and what I also like, Mike, is that it ties in very well with your presentation on how to develop the right strategy for a client-focused business.
I think, you know, one of the challenges and why I put this presentation together is that it is becoming a more competitive industry and the horse numbers are shrinking and people have less money to spend on horses. But I think a real differentiator is customer service. I think people are expecting great customer service, whether they're shopping online or buying groceries. They seek out customer service, and I think veterinarians need to start differentiating themselves or elevating the level of customer service to keep the clients they want. So I'm hoping the participants will get some great lessons out of that that they can implement in their business right away.
Well, getting back to what you just said, it's what I like about the EBMS approach is that it's not the teachers who provide all the content. It's nice to have interaction with a group of people from all around the place and challenge them to share their experiences as well, because a lot of knowledge is in the room. And people are not usually happy to talk about these kind of things. They love to talk about a lame horse or a colic surgery or whatever. But talking about relationship with customers, maybe we like to talk very negatively about negative things that happen. But what we like to do is to flip that and see how we can implement a more positive attitude and also a more proactive attitude towards your customer. I think that's going to be a subject that we will cover for more than one day because it's so important.
No, it's huge. And to do a good customer service business, to develop a great customer service business, it's on so many different levels. So, you know, how you hire people, how you fire people, how you keep people, how you get people in line, how you train them. It sounds daunting, but it's not. And so one of the presentations I'll be doing is on, you know, developing the right people for a customer-focused business, too. So it all ties together.
Well, where I will be talking about is a study we did at Utrecht University on how to keep your staff engaged. It was a very interesting research. It followed up students 10 years after they finished vet school. And what came out of it is quite a nice model that you can use to see what the engagement level of your staff is and your own engagement level, which is also not as clear to many people as they might want it to be. And we will come up with some exercises you can do with your staff and even starting with yourself on how to balance work and life better and how to stay engaged and how to keep your positive attitude towards your profession, towards your colleagues, towards your patients, towards your customers. So that'll be at least half a day on talking about the art of staying engaged, we call it.
You know, it's funny, you just brought up some of the subjects that you evaluate with an engagement survey, and it's one of the things that I've always found fascinating when I've gone to the EBMS, whether it's the United States and Europe, and I'm sure I'm going to be facing it in Australia, is that even though as veterinarians, we're across the globe, we all have the same challenges. It's amazing. When I first time I went to the EBMS in Europe and talking to veterinarians in Amsterdam, Germany, the UK, and what we start talking about, we have that common language. We can talk about, you know, our lameness treatments or how we treat a colic, but our business problems and solutions are identical as well. And I think one of the best features of the EBMS, the education is great, but what I love is that you get people who have had problems in the business part of their business. They get together, they meet other people with the same questions that want answers. And it's a very, very, it's such a great atmosphere of people finding like-minded people. And the best part of me for the EBMS is just the relationships you develop and the connections and the inspiration you get to leave the program and go back to your business and make changes and make your business better. I talk to people years later, and when they talk about the EBMS, you can just see them smiling like, that was a great week.
Well, it's making friends. It's networking for sure. And what's very nice is that it's international networking. And that's also one of the subjects we will be talking about, is how our profession is becoming more global. How the market is growing in a global way, or it's shifting, it depends a little bit on how you look at it. And having good connections in our profession globally, I think can be a big, big added value and an advantage for your practice.
Absolutely. And I think the other good feature about the program is that you're going to have ex-students presenting from, you know, EBMS in the U.S., EBMS in Australia, in terms of lessons they've learned that they've been able to bring back to their practice and apply and make their veterinary business better, even after 1 year.
Yeah, I think that's one of the nicest features of the program, that we always ask past participants to come up, stand up, and explain a little bit what they implemented, what they learned, and what they implemented in their practice and how that worked out. Could be a positive, could be a negative, but it's just that you share what you do in a bit of an organized way. And I think that's something people are looking forward to, either to present or to listen to these stories, because that's a big added value too.
So that's the Equine Business Management Strategies program in Australia. The one other program we didn't cover is I'll be doing a presentation on pricing, and I think that's a challenge as veterinarians, dog, cat, horses, cattle, how do we price our services? And a lot of times we just guess at it, or we just sort of raise our prices automatically every year. So I'll be talking with some research and some best practices on just how to determine the best prices for your business. So that's May 1st to May 5th in Sydney.
Yep.
I'll have on the podcast a link where people can register. There's still a few slots left. I can't wait to go and visit Australia. I've never been there. I have some friends that I've met through this podcast, who I've met through the EBMS last year in Paris. As I said, continuing the theme of global networking, it's going to be an exciting time.
I think so too, and I hope a lot of people are coming, and we can share our ideas and thoughts, and in the end, elevate the level of business of our profession.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Joop. We'll see you in a couple of weeks in Australia.
You're welcome. See you down under. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.